From the my man pack to his base station at his house, and vice versa. And I was comparing it to my ICOM 5100 in my truck and using that on Simplex, and then I threw up the 50-watt mobile radio that's my man pack with the antenna and battery set up and comparing the two, and the man pack did quite well.
Good. It's good. It's good to know. Good to know that your efforts were not for naught and that they're actually paying off. So, yeah, redundancy is a good thing. And I, you know, even like in the camper, you know, I have two regular 12-volt, you know, deep cycle. One is actually a deep cycle and the other is a starting. But, you know, I mean, I got a lot of cold cranking amps available there in the camper and nothing to crank with. So just, you know, continuous use for, you know, lighting and the water pump and all that other stuff, you know. And even with that, I have two SLAs that I keep charged with me, and everything connects with power poles, so I could actually run the whole camper off that 7-amp-hour gel cell if I wanted to use the camp, you know, or the 12-volt water pump, or even the broadcast radio, or, you know, any of that stuff. Of course, you know, I could even do a small inverter if I wanted, but only about to 175 or 200 watts. It's not even enough to run a TV, certainly not enough to run the microwave. But, you know, the fridge is both propane and 12-volt and 110. So, you know, I mean, I have some redundancy built in there. Even if the camper battery failed completely, at least I could, you know, not be in the dark. And I could still run the radios.